ivory poaching, and other human-elephant conflicts are killing adult elephants and decimating entire herds.
That's the new trailer for A Herd of Orphans. The documentary tells the story of baby elephants whose herds were killed for ivory. These baby elephants are rescued and raised in a new herd with other orphans. Kelly Bakus spent a decade planning for and creating the film. She's been through several versions, including the final one featuring local Petersburg musicians. I talked to her about her process and why she's so dedicated to stopping ivory poaching.
I wanted to do a film that really showed the impact of poaching on elephants, but not a typical poaching film. So a lot of the poaching films out there are pretty hardcore. You know, some of them are hard to stomach. And we all can imagine that side of the story. We've seen a lot of it. We see a lot of it on the news.
The slaughter.
Mm-hmm. Yep, yep. And so where I was going with this is I wanted to really reach people, especially in those communities who are creating that demand for ivory, and actually reach them with a film to show what the effects of ivory poaching are. So a lot of people where the demand for ivory comes from, they don't even realize that elephants are being killed for the ivory.
That makes me curious, you know, where is the demand for ivory in the world?
The biggest demand for ivory comes from Asian nations. You know, ivory is seen as a status symbol of wealth. When people are kind of looking at ivory products, they're just seeing a piece of jewelry or they're seeing a trinket. They're not really seeing the elephant that's behind that and realize that the elephant's being killed for that trinket to be on their shelf. I figure if we can connect people emotionally and if people have empathy for these elephants, then they'll think twice about buying ivory products. And so that's where that stemmed from. I mean, there's a whole other side of it too, of, you know, all of us who maybe aren't buying ivory, we know about ivory poaching, but maybe we don't see every day, you know, the cute baby elephants who are orphaned, and we don't really understand the plight that they go through and the struggles that they have. So we're just telling that story.
The story of, just like the title says, a herd of orphans who are raised together because their elders were killed, so they're left abandoned.
Yeah, exactly. And so when elephants lose their matriarchal herds, they actually lose a lot. They're very much like us. They have these emotional bonds. They're very much connected with our herds. And so when they're orphaned, you can actually see in their eyes that they have that separation. They have that loss. They go through trauma. They have nightmares when they sleep. They have years and years worth of trauma that they have to deal with and go through. So even though they're in a new herd and they're in a herd with other babies like them, it's still not the same. They're still missing their mothers and their relatives that they are meant to be with. And so raising elephants in a herd of orphans rather than in a natural herd, there are also things that the elephants aren't necessarily getting. They would naturally learn things from their elders in a normal herd. And so they're having to learn some of that from the human elephant keepers. And it's a learning process. The elephant orphanage has to work really hard to figure out with each elephant what their needs are and how to give them that emotional support as well as the medical care and their daily support.
Now, you're a filmmaker who lives right here in Petersburg, and you've been in Alaska for a long time. So why elephants? What's your connection there? How did that start?
Elephants, they actually started in Alaska, believe it or not. Actually, when I worked at the Alaska Sea Life Center in Seward, I worked with a girl named Rachel Merton. She and I became friends and we kept in touch for years. I think 2007, 2008, she called me up and she said, "Hey, Kelly, guess what? I'm moving to Africa and I'm going to start an elephant orphanage. I have this great opportunity. So just letting you know in case in the future there's a film opportunity," because at that time I was doing film work. And so we stayed in touch for a long, long time. She went to Zambia and started up the orphanage with an organization called Game Rangers International. And quite a few years later, we started the conversation about doing a real film. We wanted to make sure that she had time to get the orphanage up and running, make sure it was working. And so quite a few years later, we started the conversation, decided, okay, now's the time. Let's tell the story. Off I went to Zambia to go film, and the filming took about 4 to 5 months in Zambia, and then the editing was a much bigger process after that.
Yeah, I noticed that the film on Thursday is free, and it is family friendly, but you are taking donations?
Correct, yeah. So I really want to show this film as a big thank you to the community for supporting me and helping me. You know, even people who did not come to the screening or help with the feedback, everyone has been incredibly supportive over the last year. You know, I've been kind of a crazy person, busy with the film, and everyone's been supportive in so many different ways. So this is a big thank you to Petersburg and an opportunity to show people what this elephant film is all about that they've been hearing about. But what I really want to do with it, too, is a side of this film is trying to get some attention and support for the elephant orphanage in Zambia. As this film gets out there, we really want to make sure that we're supporting these elephants. So, yeah, the screening is free, but we are going to be accepting donations for the elephant orphanage. And also, I'll be selling some film swag and some other things. And all those proceeds will go straight to the elephant orphanage. With a new version of the film, something that's really special about it and has not been seen yet is I wove in a song done by locals. I'm really excited about it. It's a song called No One, and it was written by Kelsa Spurl. And Kelsa and Corin Spurl and Casey Bell are the artists behind it. They had played the song during the talent show last year, and I was sitting in the audience and when I heard Kelsa singing, the lyrics were just describing what a baby elephant goes through that's been orphaned. And so I approached them after the talent competition and said, hey, would you be willing to record the song and can I use it for the film? And they said, sure. So we spent quite a few late nights recording the song and filming a music video. So this version of the film actually incorporates the song into it. And I'm really, really pleased that we're able to bring that local Petersburg connection to it.
The Petersburg screening of the film, A Herd of Orphans, is sponsored by the Petersburg Science Series, which is sponsored by the Sea Grant Alaska Marine Advisory Program and the Petersburg Marine Mammal Center. In Petersburg, I'm Angela Denning.